Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks. Buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. You know, today I was thinking of what I would say today, and it just dawned on me this way, and I just want to share this with everybody listening. You've got to get some help to make it through life. I cannot imagine where I would be if it was not for the help of my God, if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, if I did not have the ability to lean on him in all the times I've had to lean on him, which has become a daily basis, I have no idea where I would be. But clearly, I know for a matter of fact, I would not be here today. You have got to get some help to get through this thing called life. I am begging you to look into it, man. You've got to form a relationship with God. Without a relationship with God, this thing called life is daunting at times. I don't care who you are. I know I'm speaking the truth right now. Because, listen, no matter who you are, what job title you have, what aspirations you may have, I don't care what your educational background is or is not. It does not matter. If you don't get a real relationship going on with God, I don't see how you can make it. So many people are faking and fronting out here like they got it going on, and you don't know. And you really don't know. How many people that you think in your neighborhood had it going on because you saw a car pull up in the driveway or their house look bigger or the grass is cutting nicer, and you only find out that a foreclosure sign on their house too? See, you don't know. The mask that people put on to parade around in is for appearance sakes. So a lot of people you looking at that you think got it going on, who might be the pattern of success that you want to trace, you got to be real careful with that because it may not be as it appears to be. But one thing is for sure, no matter what's going on in your life, I know that behind whatever mask I'm wearing, or I realize that no matter what the appearances may be, that on the other side of me, I'm going to be just fine. See, you may be outwardly people hating on you, talking about you, dragging your name through the mud. Look, man, people can say stuff about you. Most people talking about you don't even know you. They just participating in it. You can have that appearance going on. But behind you, within you, if you have a relationship with God, it don't matter. Because you can be all right. I've seen it get real stormy on the outside for me. But on the inside, I just had the feeling I was going to be all right. See, that's what the relationship gives you, man. It gives you the confidence to know that the things that you're going through are temporary. That it's just a space that you happen to be in. Like I said the other day, you got to remember something. The road to success is always under construction. You might as well get ready for that. If you planning on changing, getting better, doing something about your health, if you decide, hey, look, I just would like to live a longer, more prosperous life, or hey, I want to make X amount of dollars, or hey, man, I'm going to stop staying out in these streets and I'm going to come home and treat my family the way they ought to be treated. I don't care what decision you make. When you strike out on that road to success, it's under construction, partner. There's barrels out there. There's wide turns. There's detours. You know, it's men out there holding signs saying slow down. Sometimes they put the stop sign up. You got to wait and watch people go by you on the other side. Then before you can take off again, you've all been on the road with construction on it. It can be so frustrating. And the whole time you on that road, I know when I'm on the road with under construction, I'm always thinking of an alternative path. I ain't ever sat in traffic under construction, man, and thought of if I get off on this exit, where would it take me? Not knowing, but just, man, could I keep moving if I go that way? That's a dangerous thing sometimes, see. Because oftentimes when we get off the road of success and we take that other path, we get further and further off course. Because wasn't no detour sign for that. Just a decision I made on my own because I don't like sitting here. Sometimes I don't have the patience I ought to have. So I've taken some what I thought might be shortcuts. But I got to tell you something. Ain't no shortcuts on the road to success. Even the detour signs wind up taking you a little bit out your way and loop back around. I remember one time I was coming from Las Vegas. And there was some type of chemical spill in a truck. And you could almost see the smoke up ahead. It was very faint. So they detoured us through the desert. And we had to go all the way around. And I drove, man, like an hour and a half out of the way. And when they entered us back on the freeway where we were to go back to L.A., soon as I got at that exit to get back on the freeway, I looked right there, and there the accident was. Now, It was an hour and a half, an hour 45 all the way around in that desert to get back to almost the same place. But it was the best way to go because, see, that was the route to take. And that's what you got to understand about trying to make the right decision to be successful, that the road to success is always under construction. You're going to have to go round a little bit. So stop being impatient with, I don't want to go round. I'm going to go this way. You go that way if you want to. Just follow the detour signs. See, because somebody that came up this road before, you have. Somebody done traveled the road already, and they took the way around. And yeah, it seemed like it's a longer way, and you want to make that other decision. But stay on the road to success. It's under construction, man. That's just the way it goes. Don't lose your patience and try to create a shortcut for yourself. I'm going to go away. Ain't nobody ever gone. Wait, hold up, partner. You really think you finna do that? Listen, there's oftentimes a lot of rewards when you go the least traveled path. But the road to success is the least travel path. That's what you keep getting mixed up. You keep thinking if you go another way. No, no. Stay on the road to success. That is the least travel path. It's under construction. You could go out there with your machete if you want to, talking about cutting new trails. You think the road to success is under construction. Take the other route and get that machete out and see how long you be out there trying to cut a path. Sometimes, man, you just got to stay patient. The road to success has been traveled before by millions of people in front of you. Everybody that has some setbacks in life. But don't get off the road of success just because you having some setbacks, just because you see some orange barrels up, just because there's some men out there with vests on. What that got to do with you? Everybody that's trying to be successful is on that road. Your relationship with God helps you guide yourself around the barrels. It helps you have the patience to go around that away. He gonna get you back where you gotta be, but you got to go out there so you can learn some things. See, you need God to make it in life because the road to success is always under construction. He calms you down when the barrels is up. He lets you know it's gonna be all right. He rewards you with the patience to finish because he going to get you right back where you need to be and you can get on with where you was going, okay? All right, y'all. We're going to try that today.
You're listening to the Steve.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda, to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The voice you're listening to does not belong to Steve.
Who is it?
I lied. I do wish that women would stop asking the proverbial question. Why do men lie? That is the proverbial question. The answer to that question, ladies, is because we are talking to you.
Say it one more time.
Number one reason that men lie is because we are talking to you.
And so you can't tell us the truth because you're
talking to us. Your reaction to the truth is so adverse.
You just can't.
You know, something, as a matter of fact, let's talk about that for a minute. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica Jr., and nephew Tommy is back. Let's go on and get this out the way. Now, Junior, I know you usually have stuff on your mind, but, you know, you probably go, you're going to need this information.
Okay. Because he's married now.
Yeah.
I'm married now.
Ladies always want to know why men lie. And the answer to that question is because, ladies, we are talking to you.
What does that mean?
Your reaction
makes no sense.
To the truth.
Girl.
It's so damn crazy.
To you.
Yeah.
It's cool to us.
But you, because you can't handle the reaction.
Yeah, you can't handle our reaction.
You decide to lie.
You can't handle the truth.
Hello.
No.
Oh,
that is our, that is us. Yeah. Our reaction is handling it.
Well, see right there.
Yeah.
See right there. Right
there.
That's
how we handle it.
See right there.
You don't like our reaction.
You just want us to sit stone face and not have emotions, reactions.
What we try to do is delay that reaction.
See, that's selfish. Yeah, baby, I cheated. We're just supposed to say, oh, okay, honey, that's great.
Okay, you made that
mistake.
Whoa.
Why would he come in there and say, baby, I cheated? What?
But I'm just saying, if you told the truth, that's what you think our reaction should be.
No. We already know that ain't what it's going to be. So why would we come in here and tell you that?
Ain't nobody telling you that.
You don't get to cheat. You don't get to do that and determine how our reaction is going to be.
But I do get to do it and tell you the lie I'm going to tell you. I do get to do that.
And we get to react how we react.
I'll tell you what.
Where you been? Just a simple question. Where you been? Where have you been?
At the store.
No. At the store.
Wait, did you really go to the store?
No.
Say that again.
But why did you lie about going to the store? That's my question.
Because if I was told you I was at her house, well, where you think we're going to be? How much?
That's
Shirley is saying.
That's stupid. We already know you were over there anyway.
Well,
just tell the truth.
You didn't know that. No, you did not know that. Stop.
Oh,
you don't ever know.
That's what I think. We have to continue this Shirley, at some point. Coming up
that
at 32.
Has some heavy experience behind it. You just put out there.
I know stuff. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll get with the nephew so he can run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Shirley, we're going to make a love deposit. Okay, a love deposit, if you would, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tiffany.
This is Tiffany. Who's calling?
This is Karan. How you doing?
Hi.
I know we've been going back and forth on the site, talking, and we haven't, you know, really talked yet, so.
It's okay. I just wasn't expecting a call, but yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you, though.
You know, I mean, we've been talking for,
a long time.
Well, texting and on the site for at least, 5 weeks now?
Yeah, it's been really, I'm glad you called. For real, seriously. Like, and I love your voice. So I'm excited. Hey, what's up?
You got anything going on this weekend?
I don't think so. I just have to, like, you know, go grocery shopping or whatever. But, like, other than that, I'm pretty open. What's up?
I was thinking maybe we get together, get a drink or two, just, you know, kind of hang out
a little bit,
feel each other out. If you're feeling that, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's cool. We can get together. I'm interested, you know. Like, I'm happy you called, and I would love to see you this weekend. You got a place in mind? Like,
I was thinking about letting you pick something because, you know, I'd rather go somewhere where you're comfortable, an atmosphere that you're used to. I think that would be the best thing to do.
Okay. Well, let me look. Let me find out. I'll get back to you on that. But, yeah, I'm down for sure.
Just want to hang out a little bit.
Me too.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Good. What's good for you? You know, if you want to do something Friday or Saturday, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's do Saturday to give me, you know, some time to, like, you know, get myself together.
Okay.
6 or 7?
Text me, you know, the location or whatever, wherever you want me to
meet
you.
Okay, cool.
You know, I'll be there.
Okay, cool.
Hey,
I can't wait to see you.
One more thing. Okay, let's do this first. Tell me this. What are we wearing? So I don't want to be overdressed or underdressed.
I don't really trip on that. First day could be chill. Like, I'm not, you know, we don't have to do like a $500 dinner or nothing like that. You don't need on a tux. Gotcha. This ain't the Rock Nation brunch, you know?
All right. But if you don't mind, if I could get you to do something for me, could I give you my Cash App?
For what?
Well, what I want to do is, you know, sometimes these things actually go wrong. You know, I don't see it going wrong with me and you because we've had, you know, the way we've been chit-chatting and going back and forth on the site, things have been really, really well. You know, but, you know, I would like to get, you know, like a love deposit of $250. That way, if this go wrong, at least I haven't wasted my time. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I'm just processing what just happened. You said you want me to get your Cash App and send you a love deposit of $200 and something?
$250. Like, you know, that way if this don't go right, you know, then at least I haven't, you know, it's like a love deposit. You know, if it goes right, you know, then I give it back to you. If it don't go right, you know, at least I haven't wasted my time. You see what I'm saying?
Karan, you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. This is super weird. And, this is weird. And, I don't even really know what to say. Like, other than, you could probably lose my number. Like, you a weak dude. Like, don't call me. Like, you're corny. I'm not interested. You're a bum. Like, I'm straight. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Okay. Hold on. I wasn't all that.
No,
I wasn't all that.
Really talk about.
We've been talking for 5 weeks. Everything been good.
We've been
on the site talking to each other.
But you're weak, though. You trying to ask me for a Cash App for real? A love deposit? How corny are you? Are you serious? Seriously?
If you believe, listen, look, Tiff, on the real, if you believe in yourself, Then you deposit back. You know what I'm saying?
If I believe in myself, get your fool ass out of here. You have lost your in mind, okay? Would you please, like, gather your thoughts? Because I don't know who you think you're talking to, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to do two things. Lose my f***ing number and don't look for me. For real, straight up. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is stupid. You ignorant. For real, straight up.
Okay. Show me where I'm wrong. If you believe in yourself, though.
If I believe in myself, ass dude, what you mean if I believe in myself? If you believe in yourself, your ass will move around, get off the phone, and stop wasting my time. For real. I'm about to hang up right now. For real. I'm trying
Listen.
This is a violation of my faith. Straight up.
Okay, before you hang up, though. You could go your way, I can go mine. You don't want to Cash App me to $250. Cool. Got
I ain't
that.
Cash App to $250. Punk ass, dude.
Okay, cool. Hey, it is what it is. Is this your loss, though, Tiff? This your loss.
You got to be out of your rabbit ass mind. Ain't no losses here. This is a lesson.
Okay. You know what? I knew this was going to happen. You know, when a brother try to be real, this is what happened.
Hey, you might as well, turn around, go the other direction. Lock yourself up, seriously. Want to talk about black men and brotherhood? Like, it's a wrap for you. We don't need you out here. You're useless. Straight up. Like, don't call me. Destroy yourself. For real. I'm done with it. Goodbye.
Okay. Can I tell you something else before you leave real quick?
What?
I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister, Lachey got me to prank phone call you.
This is crazy.
Your sister, Lachey, said you got to get my sister. She's been on the line. She's been on this dating site talking to this guy.
Where is she at? This is stupid.
We got you, baby. We got you good.
Yeah, y'all did. This is crazy. I'm going to get her. This is crazy.
I tell you what.
I'm glad you're not real.
Tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What is all of that? All right.
Oh, my God. Was that a wonderful prank or what? Was that beautiful?
Okay, Billy D. I know, right? All right, coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer in the building, Steve Harvey. ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Rihanna is doing next year's Super Bowl halftime show, okay?
Yeah.
And Dr. Dre has some advice for her. We'll hear about that. Plus, Beyonce is coming to a city near you next year. And Kanye is back in the news because he wore diamond flip-flops with socks to London Fashion Week, okay? That's all at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO, okay? Yogi in Camden writes, I'm buying a new house and my dad offered to give me a lump sum of money to help me out. His new wife found out and she stopped the payment. She's always driven a wedge between us. Should I have a heart-to-heart with her or with him?
Well,
come on, CLO.
The heart-to-heart with your dad, I mean, your dad is on your side. I think you should sit down with her and just ask her what's wrong. I mean, you know, but if you can be nice about it and just say, why would you stop my father from helping me? What have I ever done to you? But if you have to do it calm, because obviously she has some power in this relationship. And that power comes from she sleeps with your daddy.
Because she stopped the
payment. Do not underestimate that power. Very powerful.
But why would she want to drive a wedge between, you know, a child and their parent, you know?
Well, it may not be that, Shirley. It could be
something. Well, that's what he said. Or that's what Yogi said.
That's what Yogi said. Well, Yogi could be just bleeding a turnip, too. You never know what it is. That might not be the first time. And I think the wife is just tired of everybody taking advantage. Because it might not just be Yogi. It could be any number of people bleeding him, and she tired of it. So you just sit down to have a talk with her.
Okay. All right, moving on to Valencia in East Memphis. Valencia said, I met a handsome older gentleman on a dating site, and we did things in reverse. We had sex on our first date, and now we're getting to know each other. He's a very small man, so I'm not sure he'll ever be able to please me. Should I see if we're compatible in other areas, or is bad sex a deal breaker?
It's over. You know, this ain't going nowhere. This is a wrap.
It's a deal breaker, bad sex.
Yeah. You don't even like him. So why are we talking about how good his sex is and how big he is? Just go on and get back on your dating site. Because that's what you're doing. You done hooked up, now it done went the other way. You don't even like the guy. If you had feelings for him, all that could be different. But no, you had sex on the first date. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you want, he ain't got to fix nothing for you.
Okay.
All right, little
just
man.
Just move it. Move on. Go back to the site.
And one of them things he can't do a damn thing about.
And it ain't the feelings.
I wonder what that is.
It ain't the feelings.
Yeah, and it ain't his age. So
she said he was a handsome man. All right. Fatima in Lansing says, I've been married for 18 years, and all we do together is go to church and have sex. This may sound weird, but it makes our sex life better and we're less stressed. Do we need to go to counseling or should we just keep doing what works for us?
I think y'all need to just keep doing what works for you. Going to church and you're having sex.
That's it?
Yeah. You having great sex and going to heaven? Well, what?
18 years.
That's a beautiful thing.
Hell, what you want? What you
going
to go to
the movies, go to dinner?
I don't got to go to no damn movie. Let's go down here to church.
As soon as we get back,
let's go to church.
Maybe
get on back down to this house.
Go to a couple of parties or something. Maybe a friend.
We don't need that.
We is the party.
soon as we leave prayer service.
That's all they have done for 18 years.
Bible study. You know, girl.
Prayers up and lay it down. Come on.
Girl, I get hot as soon as I hear him say the benediction.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So that's all they can do? They can't switch it up a little bit?
Girl,
years.
Girl, let me tell you something. I know we're getting close when they take up that offering.
When they
come
take
on,
up
Shirley,
the offering.
Next one.
Okay, this is the last one, Steve. Denise in Roanoke says, I saw my boyfriend's baby mama driving his car yesterday and called him and went off on him. I don't mind her using the car because she has to take his babies around, but can he at least tell me when she borrows it? Is that too much to ask? Mm-hmm. What you got for Denise?
That's mama. Your boyfriend's baby mama. Mama. Mm-hmm. So he don't live with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, because she called him and went off on him.
I don't know what to tell you, sweetie, but you don't see what's happening.
What's happening? Tell her.
He ain't got to call you.
Mm-hmm. He ain't got to run
by his
you.
Car mm-hmm. out.
Right.
His baby his mama kids. Just got all his kids.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's just she thinks she using the car just because she got to take kids somewhere?
He makes sure she passed by you too.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least okay. tell me when she driving it. Okay, that's all it takes. All right, hey, she got the car.
Yeah. She said she didn't mind. Yeah. She just wants to know.
Oh yeah, she came by and picked it up.
You know she gonna argue with him about
uh-huh. that. Dropped off the payment.
Oh,
excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you said something about payment. I ain't saying nothing about no damn payment.
Here come the lies.
Yeah.
The hell did you hear me? You said she came by and picked up the car and dropped off the payment.
Flip it.
I said she came by to get the car to pick up the babies.
Oh.
I didn't say nothing about no damn payments. Damn.
Oh, she thought she said payment, but you said babies. Okay, because that's they sound just alike.
Uh-huh. You're going to take this last
And then
year.
When you raise your voice.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It
adds uh-huh. to that.
She's supposed to back down when he does that. Uh-huh.
Came by and picked the car as soon as he hit the pavement. God. What you understand?
Pavement.
Because she had to walk up it to get to the steps. Hey.
Man. Oh, nah, it's her.
He's flipping it. You hear him flipping it right uh-huh. before your very ears.
Yes.
So she's saying, so forget it. She wants to know, can he at least tell her when she borrows it? Is that too much to ask?
You can go ahead and ask. Go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead and ask. Oh, my bad, baby. You know, I'll do that from now on. He ain't finna do that.
Not ask.
No.
All right, Denise and Roanoke, you heard it. Roanoke. All right. Well, thank you, CLO. I'm sure you helped some people. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after
I ain't helped nobody with none of them damn answers. Okay, I can show you that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, on Sunday, Rihanna was announced as the headline performer for next year's Super Bowl halftime show. And, of course, we announced it on yesterday. But let's just let that marinate for a minute, okay? This year's headliner, Dr. Dre, has offered some advice on how Rihanna can make the most of her time during her halftime performance. In a recent interview, Dr. Dre said, quote, put the right people around you and have fun. That's basically what it is, making sure you have the right creative people around you. That's what he did, exactly. Yep. She might want to look into some of the people that we used to do our show. Then Dr. Dre took a moment to brag by saying she, meaning Rihanna, of course, has the opportunity to really blow us away. I know we set the bar extremely high, coming right off his Grammy win, you know.
And that's so, big news because, you know, she hasn't performed in a long time.
In a long time, and she doesn't
She's
have an album out. Yeah.
She's been doing all the other stuff. So her fans want to see her perform. So
we're dying for I can't wait for this. That's my girl. But anyway, moving on from one diva to another, Beyonce will tour the world next summer. She will be promoting her new Renaissance album, and multiple sources have reported that she is only booking stadiums. Okay, she's that big. She's only booking stadiums, this will be Beyonce's first solo tour in 7 years.
You better get your coins together.
That's great.
Beyonce,
that's great news.
Don't play.
Yeah, I started to go out. I started to come back and just book stadiums myself, but I said, no, I'm going to leave them available for Beyonce so she can go and get her tour book. I was just thinking.
You're so
giving. I come back and book these stadiums. So where's this girl going to work? So I said, man, let me go on and let her, because, you know, it ain't right, because she's still young, Steve. You know, got them kids and everything, you know. Thank y'all. Appreciate
Three
that.
Three babies.
Appreciate you recognizing, you know, the graciousness of your host. Thank you.
Right.
Go ahead, Beyonce. You go ahead and do them stadiums, baby. Go ahead.
Wow, Steve, that's so sweet of you. Well, the not-so-fashionable of late Kanye West has added a little bling to his wardrobe. He's rocking bedazzled flip-flops now to one of the biggest shows at London's Fashion Week. Kanye was dressed in black leather pants, he had a black leather jacket and a hoodie, and he wore a pair of black flip-flops with socks and diamond trim.
Yeah, I saw that.
What is I saw it too.
Socks and flip-flops.
I saw that.
Socks
but
and
that's
flip-flops.
What he wear. That's what everybody wear Yeezys.
Mm. I've seen the socks and the slides, but it's kind of hard to work your toes, have that thing going between your toes with the flip-flop and socks. Yeah, flip-flops and socks. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I saw that.
And lastly, James Earl Jones has announced that he's retiring his iconic Darth Vader voice. Now, according to reports, 91-year-old James Earl Jones has signed over the rights to his famous Darth Vader voice to filmmakers who plan to use a blend of his voice recordings and artificial intelligence technology in upcoming Star Wars films. His voice will live forever, and we know that.
Go ahead, James Earl.
Well, Tommy, your voice.
Right there.
Your voice is getting better.
Yeah.
It's coming.
You're sounding sexy and strong.
Need some more time, but it's coming. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know we're trying to
what,
encourage
Steve?
You.
What?
You know, I know we're trying to encourage him and everything, but sounding sexy ain't really what.
How many days of encouragement do you get on this show, How many days
Well, you know, man, I'm trying to wait and see what's too soon, because
it's just
you know,
3 days.
Well,
he got an awesome
I'm tired, though. I'm tired, you know.
You
have gone for a month. Nah, he back 3 days. We still can't say nothing about it, you know.
Yeah, do you want to tell the audience? You want to tell the listeners yesterday, we had a group text. Steve just firing off and then
he did.
Too soon and put
he
the
did.
Sad
that
emoji
that
face.
Yeah, he did it.
He went off.
I didn't even buy into it. I was like, okay.
Too soon.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Well, I had to figure out, you know, he going to text and ask what time we doing this show tomorrow. What?
We on the air every day.
Okay, I'm a little slow getting back. Just you know, take me slow.
What time did you want to come in to work?
I really wish we could have done this around noon. I ain't gonna lie to you. I really wish we could have.
We all in middays.
When can I cuss him? I'm just need to know when.
Not yet, Steve. Not yet.
He just got back to work. Yeah.
So how long is we gonna play this? How long are we gonna play this card though?
Why are you so impatient? It's just been 3 days.
But I don't want him to, you know, be relying on that as his source of you know, stupidity.
That's the way you are.
Yeah, he's been this way long before this here. His strength, his God, his health got him through. Because he do take care of himself, you know, run and all this here. Yeah. And if he didn't have the built up, you know, his body wouldn't have been able to fight this thing off like this.
Yeah.
But he had built up the, I can't think of the word I'm trying to find.
His immune system?
Well, kind of like that, yeah. I could use that because it applies, but it was I'm probably looking for a word that's not really what you're supposed to use.
Oh.
And so I want you to really stop helping me. Because,
my bad.
Yeah, you're taking the educated route, and that's not really where I am with this. I'm sitting there going, what did you keep saying all these words for? I never use. Immune system, resistance, what?
That's not what you were thinking.
You're thinking more along the lines like he built up his ignorance.
You are some kind of crazy.
I thinking more like, you know, like the dog in him and all that. You know, something.
He built up the dog in him.
Yeah, you know, okay, that I can relate to.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm with you. I'm with you now. I got you.
He's so ignorant.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, in today's Wellness Wednesday segment, we're going to talk about cleansing to lose toxic waste and unwanted weight with President and CEO of D-Herbs, A.D. Dolphin, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. We have a family member here. We're talking about health and wellness. We are talking about getting it together. We are talking about losing unwanted pounds. We are talking about a way to stop making excuses and getting it done. Today, our special guest is here and gonna help you with the way to stop making excuses and get it done. CEO of D-Herbs and a great friend of the show and my homie, my dude, A.D. Dolphin.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, AD.
Morning, man.
Always bringing the energy, AD. Good morning to
you. Absolutely.
All right, listen, let's just jump right into it, AD. I know summer is crazy busy for D-Herbs and a great reason to cleanse and shed some pounds, but what are some of the other reasons you hear most often?
The number one reason is definitely weight loss, but it's also the number two and three. And the reason why weight loss is so big is because 42% of adults today in the United States are obese. The obesity rate actually went up 26% since 2008. And the reason why people are choosing the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse is not only just for the weight loss, is because they're realizing that they have to change their lifestyle to keep that weight off forever. And that's why people are choosing the cleanse.
Okay. What is something a lot of the success stories have in common?
Well, I think it's their mindset. People are actually tired of not feeling like themselves. They're tired of being overweight. They're tired of not having energy. They're tired of taking medication. They're tired of going to the doctor. But to be honest, I wish people would take a different approach. Stop waiting until you're sick to get healthy. There's a saying that goes, an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. And it's so hard. It's literally so hard to get healthy when you're sick. And we're waiting until the fourth quarter before we start looking towards health as a way out of our situation. Just making better choices.
Okay. Why do you feel like members of our audience with diabetes and high blood pressure should look into the cleanse?
Shirley, I would say is the reason why people are looking towards the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse to help them with diabetes and high blood pressure is because they're realizing that they're It's their eating habits that kind of put them in their situation. It's their weight gain that put them in their situation. And by cleansing, not only are you going to help yourself with those issues, but it's also going to help you with weight loss between 10 to 30 pounds, a huge boost in energy, stronger immune system. We know how important that is coming out of the corona era. Clearer skin and be able to focus and concentrate a lot better. The D-Herb Cleanse is truly, truly a life changer. And if you commit to the process, it will change your life.
Well, it changed ours. We were all on it.
We'll be back. Hold on. We'll be back. And we're going to hear from two other people on our show.
Hang on, AD. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, we're back, everybody. And our special guest this morning is the CEO of D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse, my buddy A.D. Dolphin. And we were talking when you left, A.D. You made a statement that people should, let me make sure I get it right. People, you wish people would start getting healthy before they got sick. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Well, Steve, what it is that people are waiting until they're sick to start getting healthy. But like I said, an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. We're waiting too long.
Well, it's that's what I want to talk about. Let me help you out right here. Tommy, okay. Junior.
What?
Wow.
Now look, what we, okay, well, yeah. Let me go first. Okay.
What are we
so
doing?
So yes, I got sick, but I was healthy before then. I had been doing D-Herbs before then, and since I was healthy before I got sick, it made a bigger difference.
That's
now,
what I'm trying to get
great
out of
here. Great answer, Tommy.
It's,
I love
it's
it.
When you take care of yourself, your body builds up a better sense of strength and recovery when something does happen.
Immunity.
That's what I wanted to hear. Now, Junior.
I take the full body cleanse because he said it could help you stay healthy. Because I've never been healthy, as you already know. I had sickle cell, but let me tell you something. It works on your blood. I've lost a lot of weight. My energy was up. Man, it is one of the most effective things, even if you have sickle cell. I'm telling you.
Junior, really I was with you in L.A. when you were doing the D-Herb.
Yeah.
Right.
And felt great, D.
Yeah. Well, that should answer your question.
Now, AD, do you have anything for newlyweds, though? Do you have any kind of cleansing for that?
What? This boy right here.
I mean, what?
When it comes to relationships, I leave that all up to Steve.
Hey, Junior, let me tell you something. He's got this product on his website called Jackrabbit.
What is that?
Oh, Shirley, this ain't none
of your
business.
You know exactly
what
it is.
I know what it is.
But he got a product on his website called Jackrabbit.
Woo!
Yeah.
And that's for newlyweds?
That's for every wed.
That's for every wed. That's for newlywed, old wed, about to wed, damn near dead.
Yeah. AD, we want to thank you because you always care about our health, keeping us healthy, getting us healthy, and we want to say we appreciate you for coming on and making sure, you know, that we take care of our health because that is important.
AD, your website is what? dherbs.com.
Yeah, dherbs.com.
dherbs.com. D-Herb.
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
Let me do something I've never done before. Everybody go to this website. Men, peruse the website. You may learn something. Go through that. Look at all the products he do. He comes on here and talks about this full body cleanse.
Yeah.
Do you still have Jackrabbit?
Absolutely. Jack
you
Rabbit
might.
Is still
I'm just,
a great
I'm just me just talking to the men now.
Big ups for Jack.
Get you a can of Jack Rabbit. And be the bunny you've always wanted to be.
Go forth and multiply? What
boy,
are
let me
you
tell you
saying?
Something. Boy, I think I might have to come out with a new product with you. I think I have to be a spokesperson for Jack Rabbit. Ladies and gentlemen, Get your weight the way you want it. Get the look you want by going to dherbs.com. But while you are getting your weight together, fellas, there is items on here where you can get the crown back on your head.
Come on.
Get back to being king that you always were. The king of swing. Try Jackrabbit. Go to dherbs.com right now. I dare you. Change your life. Put your cape on.
Jack,
you're Thank ready. You, AD. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is excellent customer service. We'll find out what that's all about. Yeah.
My pleasure. Chick-fil-A.
Yes. That is what they say, right?
Yeah.
We'll find out in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew with the prank phone call for today. What you got for us today, sexy nephew? That's what I'm going to start
calling
you again.
Oh, let's see what I can find in here in these old archives of mine. Good God almighty.
It's his closing his eyes with it too. It's the whole look with it.
You know, you can't be sexy with your eyes wide open. You got to shut them and just feel your stupidity and sexiness all at the same time.
Come on, sexy.
The laugh. Wait, what's the laugh? Let me hear.
What is that?
Right, Junior.
What is that?
You know what, Junior? You've never been able to embrace my sexy. I noticed that about you. You just never.
I wish I would wrap my arms around that. What?
You know. Yeah. This will help you through your newlywed thing. You know, just being a little more sexy, Junior. That's all it takes.
Try it, Junior. Try it one time. Just say something sexy.
That's the pranks for today.
Immediately no. Immediately
oh, God.
No.
So you just leaving, huh? You just getting up. You getting up, Carla? Leaving.
Yeah. He is out. He is out. All right, I got one for you. This one right here. This one right here is called Alarm Alert. Alarm Alert. This is probably something that the coach from Boston needed to know about. Alarm Alert. Get your butt off them people's front porch, boy. Alarm Alert. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Denise, please.
Yeah, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. This is Tony. I'm calling security. We've got an alarm that's gone off on you guys' property. Are you guys... we're just checking before we send authorities out. Is everything okay? Did maybe someone trip the alarm?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm at work. I'm at work right now. I'm not home.
Okay. Do you have a pet or dog or anything that could actually trip the alarm?
No. That's strange. It never goes off like that. I'm kind of nervous.
Okay. Give me a second. We've got a call into the neighborhood security that actually are en route to the property, and they were going to give us... some information before we actually sent the police officers out. Unless you would like for me to send them out now, but
I feel like you should send the police. I mean, if I'm not home and nobody's home and my alarm's going off and it never goes off, that I'm worried.
Okay, hang on one second. This is neighborhood security calling now. Hang on one second. I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Denise, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay. They're out there on the property, the neighborhood security. Do you, there is a black guy that is on your premise. Are you familiar with who that might be?
Well, I mean, my husband's black, but he should be at work right now.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And he probably would have texted me if, you know, the alarm was going off.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have any other black male friends?
Excuse me?
Do you have any other black male friends that might be at the house?
I mean, yeah. It's a very weird question. I mean, I have black friends, yes, but I don't think they would be in my house.
Okay. Well, I mean, should we just assume that this is your husband? What do you think? What would you like for me to do?
My husband's at work. How tall is this person? My husband's 6'3".
Hold on one second. Let me go back to the security from the neighborhood. Hang on one second.
Yeah, no, somebody's in my alarm's going off. I don't know. I mean.
Okay, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, they have a, the black guy that they're looking at is about 5'10", maybe late 20s. How old is your husband?
No. My husband is, I just told you that my husband's not there. He would have texted me or called me and told me that he accidentally set the alarm off. And I'm okay. actually going to text him. I mean, this is crazy. I should probably call him.
Okay,
I mean,
you do realize if we send the authorities out and this is a false call that you're going to get charged for that. You do know that, right?
A false call? You just said somebody's in my house and it's not me or my husband. So you should be charging me for that.
You're saying your husband's black and then there's a black guy there. I mean, they probably know each other, right?
Are you kidding me? What kind of question is that? Why? Because they're both black?
I'm just trying to save you some money, ma'am. I don't want to send out police officers when they get there and then all of a sudden your husband knows the black guy or he's a relative or something. I mean, do you want to call and see if you're...
Oh, my God. Well, you think, like, this is really offensive. And I don't understand if I'm telling you that I don't know who the person is in my house. That means that you should send the police. I mean, this is ridiculous.
They're calling back. Just hold on 1 second, Denise. Security's calling back here.
Oh my God. This is ridiculous.
Okay, Denise, now, the security in the neighborhood, they're telling me that this guy just drove out of the garage in a white pickup. Do you guys have a white pickup?
Yes, we do.
So this guy just pulled out of your garage in a white pickup.
Well, I have my car at work, and my husband has his car. That's, like, the truck that he uses on the weekends for, like, construction and stuff. So that means somebody just stole our car. I can't believe this is happening. You are watching somebody in my house, and you basically watch them steal my truck.
I'm going to go ahead now and get the police to go over, okay?
Now, why the f*** are you going to send them now? He probably took all my s*** in my house. I mean, the police get there, there's not going to be anything left in my house. He probably just stole the back of the truck.
I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to help
you out here. What is it going to do me now? I mean, the whole time you've been talking to me, he's been cleaning out my house out and stealing s***.
Well, how did he get in your house?
I don't know. I don't know this guy. You're interrogating me? What the f***?
I'm just asking you, how could somebody get in your house? Did you leave something open? What did you guys
Okay, listen, you would know because I wouldn't have been able
to. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To set my alarm this morning if something was open. It would beep and it wouldn't let me set the alarm. And the fact that you're interrogating me when somebody's robbing my house, you need to do your job. I need to call my husband. You're wasting my time. I mean, by the time the police get there, it's going to be tomorrow.
So you're gonna call Daryl now?
I'm sorry?
You're going to call Daryl now?
How the f*** do you know my husband's name?
Denise, Denise, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Daryl, got me to prank phone call.
Oh, my God. I was going to come down there and... So nobody stole my truck, right?
Nobody stole your truck. Nobody's at your house. Your alarm is fine. Everything is good. But Daryl told me, he said, we got to get my wife. We got to get her good.
Oh, that's so mean.
Did we get you?
Oh, my God. I was sweating. I was so angry. I was sweating over here.
All right, so tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Stupid coming back. Do y'all feel it? Do y'all feel the stupid coming back?
I hear it. I hear your voice.
I'm just saying, it's coming.
Every day.
Didn't even think it left.
Until my voice gets stronger, I'm going to make it sexy and stupid.
Uh-huh.
Now, as soon as that voice get back 100%, we back to just straight stupid. But right now,
that was one hell of a prank phone call. I do hear it getting stronger every day, nephew. All right, coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter. You're welcome. And the subject is excellent customer service. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. You never know, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And it could be yours if you wrote us.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, sexy Tommy. Look at that. Look at that. Subject, excellent customer service. That is the subject, all right? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 9 years, and we have two daughters. I work as an area sales rep, so I travel once a month to service my clients. My husband has recruited his family to help him with our daughters when I'm out of town. I admire his parenting, but that's about it. We have not had sex in almost 4 months, and he seems uninterested, so I've stopped trying. When I am out of town, I wonder if he's cheating on me, and recently I got the proof right on my front porch. Let me set up the scene for you. During the pandemic, my husband wanted to spruce up our theater room, so I showed him how to do online ordering because he's not as computer savvy as I am. I always order everything online, and he complains when boxes show up on the front porch. I planned a trip to Disney for me and my girls for my daughter's birthday in October, so I was ordering a lot of stuff from online stores. Last Tuesday, a box came with some other woman's name on it. But it had our home address. It had two dresses and a robe in it, but they were size small. I called customer service to figure out the mix-up. The customer service rep was patient while we tried to figure out the mix-up. She gave me the last four digits of the credit card that was used, and lo and behold, it was my husband's American Express card. Then the customer service rep suggested that I give the box to my husband and find the lady it belongs to, or find the lady it belongs to. I couldn't find any info on the woman. And when I confronted my husband, he said his card is being used illegally and he canceled it. I still don't believe he'd buy something for another woman. What's really going on here? Well, one thing you are wrong about is you didn't really get proof. You said you did, but all you have is a box with a woman's name on it. You don't know who she is or where she lives. You don't have a phone number. You don't have any social media information. You have nothing, really. Your husband has canceled his American Express card, so if he was cheating and buying another woman's stuff, he got away with it in that moment. You should have waited until you had a little more evidence, before you confronted your husband, but I do say to you, continue to trust your intuition and keep watching him, because if he is being unfaithful, he'll do something stupid again eventually. I know you don't want to, you don't want to hear that. You don't want that to be the case, and I understand that.
But there has to be an explanation for him not wanting to have sex with you. You said for 4 months, right? And you said you stopped trying. So that means he's not trying at all. Why wouldn't he want to have sex with his wife? Of course, you would think, if that's the case, is he doing it with someone else? Well, there's also still the issue of the woman's name on that package. It was either a mistake from the post office, or your husband did buy those things for her and had them sent to your home while you were out of town. That was so stupid, really stupid. But if you can find her, I say keep trying. That could be the key to unlocking what's really going on here, because your husband is not going to tell you the truth, especially if he listens to this show. He's not going to tell you the truth if he's got another woman. Steve, you know I'm telling. You know I'm telling the truth.
These personal injections you have into these letters is uncalled for.
Wait,
especially if he listened to this show.
Because well, you pride yourself in your life.
Well, wait a minute, Shirley. Now, hold up now.
Okay.
You know, let's talk about the double talking you be doing on this show.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
You will
switch. This is not about me.
You will switch your story and your theory to fit a damn letter.
It's my prerogative.
At least
I'm a woman.
Stand true to the lie.
You're telling the truth about your lies? Is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And here we go again. Excellent customer service. Shirley's always trying to break up a family here. She don't take the man. I ain't never met nobody. Every man in the letter, you got to be careful. You gave up your card too early. You needed more evidence. All you had to do was wait. A little more evidence. Keep watching him. These are the things that Shirley says to these poor women that call into these shows.
Came to her house.
Let me tell you what happened here. When we come back, I'm going to do my letter all at once because I want to go against my co-host. Because, damn it, somebody got to stand up for these men. With these good ass.
I'm not against men. Don't you dare put that out there.
I ain't say you was against men.
Don't say that.
You
don't even imply it.
Bluster these women up every time they call it. Girl, get some more evidence.
And you do the same with the men. Him. That's what those lies are all about.
See, right there. You assume that the man is lying. But I'm finna show you what's really wrong when we come back.
Okay,
and Shirley, learn yourself something.
Whatever.
Tired of you today.
Think of a good lie for this letter.
You've been getting
beside
yourself today anyway. I'm tired of you.
What are you talking about? Hey, listen, we'll have part two of Steve's response to the strawberry letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject is excellent customer service, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is excellent customer service.
You know, this letter right here is this woman. They've been married 9 years. They got two daughters. Worked as an area sales rep. Travel once a month, service her clients. My husband has recruited his family to help him with his daughters when she's out of town. She says, I admire his parenting, but that's about it. We have not had sex in almost 4 months, and he seems uninterested. So I've stopped trying. Okay, well, you didn't find out what was wrong. You done just quit trying. So now y'all sitting up, y'all ain't even looking at each other. When I'm out of town, I wonder if he's cheating on me. And recently, I got the proof. Well, let's go look at the proof she got. Right on my front porch. So here's what she said. During the pandemic, my husband wanted to spruce up the theater room, blah, 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 boom. She taught him how to order stuff online. She ended up planning a trip to Disney for her and her girls for her daughter's birthday in October. So she was ordering a lot of stuff from online stores. last Tuesday, a box came with another woman's name on it, but it had our home address. It had two dresses and a robe in it, but they were size small. Uh-oh. Now, what have we learned right here?
She's fine.
First of all, if a man was doing something wrong, why in the world would he put the woman's name on the box and have it shipped to his house? Who do that?
That's easy.
That's hard.
Stupid.
No, we're not that stupid, Shirley. Hmm. And it has two dresses and a robe in it, but they were a size small. Now, obviously, the writer of the letter is not a small.
Right. Right.
And now we have a problem now.
Yep.
I called customer service to figure out the mix-up. The customer service rep was patient while we tried to figure out the mess-up. I know this customer service is a woman. I already know this here. She was patient while we tried to figure out the mix-up. The customer service rep was patient. Oh, here we go. She gave me the last four digits of the credit card that was used. And lo and behold, it was my husband's American Express card. You ain't supposed to give away nobody's credit card information over
That's
the phone.
Right. That's right.
Nobody. Under no circumstances are you to do that. This woman that buddied up with another woman to bring another man down.
He shouldn't have used our credit card.
Come on. I'll be there. Then the customer service rep suggested that I give the box to my husband or find the lady it belongs to. What? Who do this in customer service rep? Who sends a client out looking for another woman and get a box to your husband and y'all figure it out together? Oh, you evil. You's an evil, dirty customer rep.
She's not the problem.
You's a dirty. Ooh. That's dirty. I couldn't find any info on this woman when I confronted my husband. He said the card is being used illegally and he canceled it.
Yeah.
Case closed.
That's it. Yeah. You're right.
That's it.
He'll still make you do that.
Somebody is using it and he can't. Doggone right he did.
Guilt will make you do that.
And then here we go, Shirley. Here's the part you need to grow up and learn.
Whatever. I'm grown.
She said, I still don't believe he'd buy something for another woman. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. You do it all the time, guys.
What's going on here? Why would a man order something, have it sent to his house, and put the woman's name on it? For what?
Stupid. Why would he do that?
That don't make no damn sense.
Exactly. You just answered the question, Junior.
And you only go out of town once a month. So in 3 weeks, he know this package gonna come.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't really know how to use the internet online like that. She had to show him, and he just messed up.
No. Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Okay.
She said herself, I still don't believe he'd buy something for another woman.
Oh.
And he didn't. He canceled the car. But you in that busybody ass customer service rep.
We need to get
set up in here.
It's not her fault.
He passing out last four of credit cards and all this here. You low down. That's some dirty mess right there.
Two dresses and a robe, size small, were in it with another woman's name. He's not having sex with her.
Your ass ain't a small. What's really wrong is she mad because she ain't a small. That's what this is.
You're not going to do that.
No, this some lame Brian mess right here. Now you mad. Now you mad because she's small. Now you won't write a letter in it. Oh, it's all that's in here. Then the customer rep. That other evil bitter by herself, heifer. I've seen this before. This happens all the time, girl. I'm not supposed to do this, but here go the last four of this credit card. What?
Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Yes, it is. And we have a big announcement for Junior after this.
Here we go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and Indari, a leader in the treatment of sickle cell disease, has announced a collaboration with our very own Keir Jr. Spates. Congratulations, Keir.
Yeah.
Indari is asking you and has joined with you so you can share your personal experience with the use of Indari to treat your sickle cell disease or SCD. And that is really amazing, Junior.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. This is going to be great.
Indari's collaboration with Junior helps to destigmatize sickle cell disease and spread the word about Indari. Indari's chairman and CEO stated, "We admire and appreciate Mr. Spate's courage in living with this disease and publicly sharing his experiences, and we would like to extend our public thanks to Junior, Mr. Harvey, and the co-hosts of the Steve Harvey Morning Show for their cooperation." So, Junior, I got to ask you, what inspired you to partner with Indari?
You know, this is a company, and this drug has really been helping me with my sickle cell disease. Man, I feel great. My energy's up. Now, y'all noticed I have not been in the hospital for over 16 months.
Yeah, yeah, we have noticed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, and the thing about it is, too, that I want other patients with sickle cell to get on board with this, because this is really a game changer for sickle cell. It's the first drug that's been approved by the FDA in 25 years for treatment in sickle cell.
Wow.
And they take a more holistic approach. This is not a drug like that. It's more of an amino acid. This is something your body already makes.
Oh.
I want to introduce people with sickle cell to the doctors who are behind this, the companies that are getting this thing out, and also that we're going to create a community. A community mm-hmm. of people, not just to help you with the sickle cell, but with the mental issues with sickle cell. We're going to be having town halls. I'm coming from city to sit mm-hmm. down and talk with patients, get their story, so we can just change the way this whole thing for sickle cell is seen. Because no longer do you have to suffer in silence, man.
Yeah.
There's help out
and
here
for you. And
you
just had your first town hall meeting. And that went well, you said.
I did. It was great. Mm-hmm. And I want to come city, sit down, introduce you to these doctors, introduce you to this company that is 100% behind sickle cell. And that's what we're going to be doing. I want to thank Dr. Nahara, George, Dr. Abair. Man, we're going to come out here and we just come straight to you in your community, man, and get this thing moving. So I'm excited about being on Indari, and I'm excited to get other people in on Indari, man. This is going to be great. So this is a really game changer for the sickle cell community. It really
is. It really is, yeah.
So I'm excited, man. Man, I'm about to go do this.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
We're just happy that you've been so healthy of late, you know.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing, so it must be working, and we're
absolutely
happy about that. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Junior.
We're good.
We'll look forward to the next town hall, where that's going to be. Coming up at the top of the hour, how often do you get asked for favors, and what's the most outrageous request you've ever received? As we switch gears, and we'll be right back
on
the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a question for you guys. Are you more likely to ask someone for a favor or to be asked for a favor by someone else? And if so, what's the most outrageous favor you've been asked for? And Do you have someone that you can call if you need a favor?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at who I can call.
We'll call him right now. Yeah.
I don't ever call for that favor, but I can call, but I just don't use it.
You're looking at your uncle right now?
Oh, yeah. If I need it. But I don't, you know, I try to get my own thing. I don't want to ask him nothing. I want my own thing. But let me ask y'all.
And I try to let you do that.
That's allowed.
But let me ask this question. Y'all know what I've been through for the last month, last five, six weeks. Let me ask you this. If you were going through the situation that I was going through, and somebody texts you and say, I know what you're going through right now, but is it any way you can loan me $3,500? I know you're going through something, but is it any way you can help me out? Man, I swear to you. So everything that happened, I had to just sit back and say, okay, is this a test too?
You know you should have sat on the edge of that bed with that hospital gown on. Open your legs and took a picture of the center of the dark spot of your behind and took a selfie of the center and clicked it and sent that to him.
Tommy, you are kidding me, though.
In the middle of my storm, man, I could not believe it. I was like, are you serious right now? I know what you're going through, but is it any kind of way? You know.
No.
Hear what they saying, Tommy. Look, I know what you're going through, and there's a possibility that it could go south.
Could I get this
$3,500?
That's what they saying.
Could I get this $3,500?
Before you get up out of here.
Before something happens. Man, I'm telling you, man, Tommy, you should have sat on the edge of that bed with that hospital gown on. Open your legs and laid back and took a selfie of the dog. I mean, you know how a baby lay back get their diaper changed?
Yeah. Same
put
way.
Put your ankles back up by your ear and take a picture of the darkest spot.
That's too much.
And that hot. No.
Oh, my God.
Click. You might have to take three or four because you ain't never done it before. You're going to miss. Like some of your pictures might just have back of your thigh in it. But get that camera over in the middle.
Yeah.
And click. And if you can, tap the screen where it can put that little yellow block around it so it'll focus in on it good. So when he get it, he ain't gonna know what it is because most people have never seen theirs before.
Dang.
That would be your response to the $3,500 request, huh?
I did not understand that, man. I just didn't understand it.
He wouldn't understand that picture either.
Yeah.
You know, but since we confusing each other.
Yeah. I love it, Shirley.
That's a great way.
That's
to
exactly
go.
What I should have done
for them to ask you that. So, have you ever been asked? I know you have, Steve. Something outrageous, just something crazy like
that.
Can
I tell you one? A woman in Africa one time asked me, could she meet Marjorie?
Okay.
And I said, no, she's right over there. Mm-hmm. She said, no, but you have to introduce us. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm going to ask her if it's okay with her. I want to be your other wife.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh.
Are you serious?
No, I mean, I had seen her a couple of days over there.
Uh-huh.
You know. Oh, she was fine.
Uh-huh.
But I said, listen, if you care anything about our life, yours and mine.
Right.
Don't go over there to this girl. This heifer from Memphis. Because I'm telling you right now, it's something wrong with her. Don't let that little smile and little pretty eyes fool you. This right here, this going to cost us our life.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so Tommy, you've been back at work now for 3 days.
3 days.
We're so happy to have you back, of course. And you posted on social media that you can't wait to grab the mic again on stage now when you do your stand-up.
Oh.
So I got to ask you, are you ready to get back out there? You ready?
I'm more than ready. I got a few more weeks on my voice to come back. So that's what's important. That's the most important thing. But I'm ready. And I got, of course, if you've been down this long, I've written a lot.
You got a lot on your mind, huh?
Got a lot on my mind.
Some things I think I can't say.
Go ahead.
She has a question.
Will we be doing cancer jokes?
Yes, we will.
What?
I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Oh, yeah. We got to.
What?
We got to.
I'd
we
be
got
highly
to.
Disappointed.
I would be highly disappointed.
Listen to the comedian.
Yeah. I've been through too much not to talk about it. I got to. Now, is my wife going to like it? Probably not. Yeah. But
hell no.
See how that's going to be.
Which will make the joke even funnier.
Come on, boy.
And Junior, when is you going to do a whole set on sickle cell?
Oh, I've been doing it. I ain't stopped. I've been doing it.
Junior, let's get together and just do a sick show.
We should do a sick show.
Just a sick ass show.
I'm a host it. That's the only healthy person tonight.
Yeah. All right, listen. Thank you, guys. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather wear a straight jacket for a day, or would you rather wear a belly shirt for a day?
Oh, I'm belly out. I'm not finna beat no in no straight jacket. I'm finna look like Zeke for Dallas. I'm finna have my whole stomach out.
You crop topping it, huh?
Halter top.
Just navel,
I'm up there, baby.
Everything. Navel out, huh? Junior.
B, I'm doing that now.
Oh, you got it on right now. That's what you rock.
Yeah, got it on now.
Oh, you put on a t-shirt. You done washed the wrong. Yeah. Wash it in hot water.
Yeah, shrunk on me. But I'm doing it now. It's cool.
I've never even played and put a straight jacket on. That ain't nothing I want.
Yeah, nah.
What about your
suit? No.
Straight jacket or belly shirt?
Yeah, it's gonna be a little embarrassing either way, but.
Yeah, so either one.
Okay.
I'm going to put it, but if I wear the belly shirt, I'm going to put one of them henna tattoos around my skin.
Oh, you're doing the most.
Yes, so I'm making it look like it's an extension of the shirt.
Oh, you tatted.
You know, just a henna tat. So it looks like it's part of the shirt. That's a cold shirt Steve got on, dog.
All right. Would you rather have sex on a spaceship or would you rather have sex in a submarine?
I'm not in that water.
B, I need some gravity. I can't be up there. And then, you know, we touch each other. We just float away. I can't do that. Chase me around this ship
But you can float into it, too, now.
Yeah.
You ain't mad at the float, Tommy?
Float on.
Steve?
I'm not going to be able to perform either way.
Why?
I'm just not going to be able to perform. Are you okay?
What's wrong with the submarine part?
Uh-huh.
I'm not all underwater, and I'm hearing that cracking and stuff. Because I already know I can't swim enough to get back to the top. Ain't no way I can hold my damn breath. No way. I sure ain't finna be in outer space. Because the whole time I'm looking out the capsule window, is that Earth?
When we going back?
Oh, I'm be cussing the whole time. Is that Earth?
Earth,
isn't it beautiful
Earth.
From here? Are we this far from the crib? I'm not gonna be able to perform either way.
All right. Would you rather leave without kissing your wife? Leave the house without kissing your wife, or would you rather come in and not speak to her?
This is all yours, Junior.
Come in and not speak.
What?
And golly,
well, I can't leave without kissing her.
Stupid ass.
You can't leave.
Wait.
You gonna come in and not say nothing?
You gonna come in and not say nothing? In the house. So what you been doing while you won't talk to me?
Yeah.
So who you been talking to while you all out of talk?
We'll
6 months, Junior. 6 months.
At 49 minutes after, with closing right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Wednesday. Wow, what a day. It's been a good day.
Yeah, good hump day.
Grateful day. To be here. Hump day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am grateful to be here.
Every day. Come on, nephew.
Yeah. Man, I am grateful.
Yeah, you touched a lot of people, Tommy, with, you know, revealing what you've gone through. You posted your story on
You are a survivor.
And social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people were very moved by that.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard a lot of people talk, which leads to my closing remarks, a lot of what Tommy has been dealing with, and we talked about it. Mm-hmm. You know, a big part of success, and when I say success, everybody, I'm talking about every aspect of success. I'm talking about whether it's in a relationship, whether it's a career move, whether you're talking about finances, or whether you're talking about your health. If you're trying to be successful in those areas, which is the totality of life itself, if you're trying to be successful in any area of life, you have to develop the proper mindset. What Tommy had revealed early in the week was that when he had got the news and was talking about how it feels to hear the C word, when you hear cancer, it's got to be shocking for anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care how strong you are, because cancer, everybody's life has been affected by cancer. Somebody knows somebody with it. Somebody has been affected by it, man. And there's no cure for it, right? And so, you know, when you get the news, it's got to stumble you. But what happens is Tommy developed a mindset that he uses in his life. He developed the success mindset, and he applied the mindset. Now, people are saying, well, that ain't it, Steve. It's a part of it, but it starts there, because the Bible clearly says a man is as he thinketh. So if you get the call and the news is adverse, if you say, oh, wow, that's it, I'm gone, then guess what? Your body then prepares itself to be gone.
That's right.
I mean, it doesn't work any other way, y'all. If you say, it's no way I can run 1 mile, I can assure you, you won't make the mile. Because as soon as your body feels the pain or the twinge or the hurt, then you're going to go, I knew I couldn't make it. I said I couldn't make it, and you stop. But when you have practiced success, you develop a mindset of winning. And one of the affirmations of a mindset of a winner is faith. And what is faith? Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. And that is so necessary in your fight for your relationship, in your fight for your finances, in your fight for your career, in your fight for your health. It is imperative that you develop the mindset that includes faith. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. You don't have to see it. You do have to believe it, though. You don't have to see how, but you got to believe that there is a how. You may not know what God gonna do, but you got to know he gonna do something. You got to have the mindset. And if you develop that mindset, it carries over. Tommy said, I'm just wasn't going to let it win or beat me. That's an affirmation of faith. That is the belief that God can do anything but fail. If you put faith with your affirmation and your positive measure, you now have a winning hand. But if you don't put the positive affirmation and combine it with faith, You're setting yourself up for failure. In any aspect of life, it's relationships, it's your job, it's relationships and social relationships, it's your health, it's your finances, it's everything, man. Listen, y'all, you've got to learn to develop the proper mindset. I'm gonna give you two books. Now, nothing is greater than the Bible. The reading the book of Proverbs has changed my life. And it's the only book in the Bible that I've read in its entirety. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I've only read the book of Proverbs. But it's the book of wisdom and understanding. And I've been reading Proverbs since I was 15. And that's all I read because I heard my mother say in Sunday school one time that it's the book of wisdom and understanding. And I wanted that because I wanted to be wise and at least develop an understanding. I didn't get real smart in school, but I did develop a common sense that's really different from my age, right? And so
for all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.